Welcome to Hot Take. Today is September 18th, 2018, and my name is Andrew Myrick. Joining me today is the one and only Kian Riddick. How are you doing today, man?
I am doing fantastic.
Well, that's good to hear. Are you ready to talk about some exciting Google stuff?
Yep, Google is amazing, so let's do it. Let's kill it.
All right, so we've been seeing a bunch of like smart display speaker type things like from Lenovo and stuff. And it seems like Google's working on their own, thanks to a leak from My Smart Price and XDA and Android Authority. Everybody got their hands on this one. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure, I can say a lot about it. But this is basically Google's version of their smart screen. I actually have the Lenovo version that I don't use too often, but it should be a 7-inch display. It's going to be completely powered via voice and Google Assistant. You can touch it as well. It will have integration with YouTube Music, Spotify, and Pandora. There was no mention if like YouTube, the actual video YouTube or Netflix will be on it, but hopefully they will be. They are on the other ones. You can use it with your security, with your Nest security camera, and its pricing is going to be somewhere as low as $149. The other ones that are out now are around $200. But this could be announced in, what, 2-3 weeks with the Pixel 3 and the Pixel 3 XL.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm super excited for this. I don't use my Google Home Mini, but I could see myself using a home hub powered by Google, especially if it has the touchscreen like they're saying and everything.
I don't use my smart screen as much as I want to, but I would probably try to use it a little bit more just because it's Google branded and that's just the type of guy I am. I mean, I'm being honest.
Is there a reason why you don't use the smart display, or is it not good? Or
no, it's probably great. It's just that I'm not a voice guy. Like, I don't use Siri or Alexa or Google or what's the other one, Cortana. Like, I don't use anything. I have a lot of voice-enabled products, like my phone and all these homes I have, and my Sonos speaker can do it as well, but I never really take the time out to say, hey, blank, you know, do this for me, do that, aside from setting an alarm and setting a timer. That's the only thing I use it for. And what's the weather? But those are the only three things I use my stuff for.
I think I use what's the weather the most, but I would be willing to... like my girlfriend and I are starting to look at houses and stuff, and I'm super excited to turn our house into a smart home, even though she hates the idea of that. having Home Hub as like the center point for all of that would be absolutely amazing, especially because like if it's actually priced at $150, that's an amazing entry point for a new device, let alone the fact that the Google Home Minis are what, like 40-50 bucks,
right? 50 bucks, like, yeah, normally.
The price of entry for this thing, like for this ecosystem, is absolutely incredible. Whereas in like, I have to pay $300, $350 or however much it is for a HomePod to work with my iPhone.
HomePod doesn't have a screen.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying,
like, better it's speakers.
Still $300+.
I don't know. I was just like you when, I guess, 4 years ago when I started getting into the smart home, and I just got everything that was smart home, and I would turn like everything that you could possibly turn smart, I would turn it smart. And then I kind of got out of it just because I had a lot of different names for different things. So the more I can break it down into, you know, maybe one or two or three companies, or just have one company control a lot of it, makes it better for me. So I'm excited for it.
Having one umbrella, like everything under one umbrella, is really ideal.
Yeah.
And Google doing this is... I'm excited for this. I really am.
I will say, though, it's not the design. It's just like a screen that, if you're looking, I know you guys can't see it, but it looks like a tablet. It's sitting on top of a speaker. The design's not the absolute best. It definitely says smart home instead of like, I don't know, like the Lenovo, it has a speaker on the side of it, so you can tell it. It's like an entertainment type of device. This one reminds me of like a control, like a hub, like a control hub instead of an entertainment device.
Yeah, like it kind of almost looks like they infused, and this is just my opinion, like they infused the Nexus 7 tablet with the Google Home Max. Like they just cut out part of the Google Home Max and then slapped a Nexus 7 on there.
Yeah. I mean, it looks good for a control for me, like a control center. So I would be glad if this is like the center system and it controls everything in your home.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Let's move on to the next piece of Google information. This, all of the leaks and everything else, we already know what the Pixel 3 and 3 XL are going to look like. But today we got our first quote unquote official look at renders for both devices, courtesy of, let me pull that up.
It was Android, but it was Neway Mobile NL.
Yeah, the Dutch website. They got their hands on these renders showing us that Google's going to come back with the fabric cases, which that's my favorite case. Other than like the MNML case. It looks like Google may be doing some weird stuff or making some changes to the search bar at the bottom, because instead of just like having the voice icon or the microphone icon that on the search bar, they're having the actual Google Assistant logo on the right side. It looks like it's going to launch with Android 9 and not 9.1, despite earlier rumors. They're going to stick with the single camera on both models, probably meaning that Google's going to improve the cameras with software. Sure, there'll be like a minor little upgrade in terms of the hardware being used, like the actual camera sensor being used. But the biggest thing that these renders confirm is that notch will be there.
And I mean, were you expecting anything different?
No, my tinfoil hat is still in my back pocket.
I already told you like 2 weeks ago that if it's different, I will buy everything.
You're going to buy everything anyways.
I mean, probably. I mean, it doesn't seem like they're announcing that much anyways, but probably.
Yeah.
But you can go.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, this leak doesn't really show us anything that we haven't seen before. It does have that wallpaper. People were talking about the wallpaper, which is like a faded 3 on a black background, and that's supposed to be special, but I don't really find anything special. I initially missed the Google Assistant button. I wonder if that pressing that button will like bring up that home hub thing that they were talking about that leaked also, like making your phone
a
home thing.
I honestly didn't to go with that like smart charging stand, wireless charging stand, the Pixel stand.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't want that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want that. It's weird.
I mean, but if it's easy access, like if you're sitting at a desk or like in a car or something,
yeah,
having that button to click would be, or you know, it would be convenient. Other than that, it's just probably more so just a redesign thing. But we gotta wait a couple of weeks.
October 9th. Other than that, this is the same Pixel 3 that you guys like know and love, or either know and hate, or are bored with. Kind of, I'm getting bored with it just because I'm tired of seeing all the leaks. I also don't care about the fabric case. It was cool, I guess, but it was thick for me. I love the peel design, or just like a dbrand scan, or a whatever the other people's skin are. We're not sponsored, but I just love I love having it either naked or like with barely any clothing on. So that's how I rock my phones.
All right, there are jokes there that I'm just going to leave alone, which is why you're laughing like a madman.
I mean, go ahead.
Nope. Why don't you take us into the next one, Ian?
The next one, which I'm super excited about, is Twitter finally gave us back chronological order on our timelines, which we were missing from the official Twitter app ever since, I don't know, forever. But you can now see your tweets in chronological or reverse chronological order. All you have to do is turn off the best tweets first, and you'll get that chronological back. Twitter is trying, they are working on having two separate tabs so you can easily switch back and forth between time and best. But hey, we got a chronological order back. Now all we have to deal with is no editable tweets and ads and seeing other people's retweets and everything else. But hey, one stone down. Super excited.
You know what would make, you know what would fix all of this?
Having it return back to normal.
Or you just open things back up for third-party developers to have access to everything again?
I mean, I still use, I think it's Flamingo or Falcon or whatever's on my Pixel 2 XL. I still use that, so, I mean,
yeah, whatever. But you don't get anything.
I still get push. I still get push with it.
Do you?
I think
I thought it was ripped, because I had, I use Tweetbot on my iPhone, and it's
that got crazily. It was torn down. I hated it.
It's just super depressing, and like I couldn't pick a Twitter app that I actually like wanted to stick with on Android. So I was using the stock app anyways, but like on iOS and
you only get Mac, two choices or three choices really.
Yeah, and it's just super upsetting. But that's neither here nor there. It's cool to see like Twitter actually doing stuff as long as they keep working towards making tweets editable.
I don't really, I mean, I'm not really upset about that. Like every time I get like a typo, I'm like, grrr. Oh well. I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, me and my 500 followers, like, we really don't, they don't care if I, like, misspell something.
And then when, like, somebody like the president misspells something, it's news for a week. So I think we shouldn't have editable tweets. Come find me, bro. Perfect. Exactly. If you're in the camp that doesn't care, you should tweet me and follow me.
All right.
Shameless plug.
Right? All right, everybody go follow Kian and the Android Guys Twitter accounts.
Yes.
And yeah, we're going to do a quick mention because Kian has an ungodly obsession for Google.
Well, what? It's not all me. Don't. It's you as well. I feel like it's you as well.
A little bit. But so earlier this year, Google launched their own podcast app just called Google Podcasts. It has been super bare bones. Like there wasn't even an app for it at first. It was just like a web service thing through the Google app. And then it became an app. And now they're finally starting to roll bigger, more features out to it. And Chromecast support is finally here. It's not available for everyone. It's seems like it's a limited rollout. But at least it's coming. Like, you know that it's coming finally.
I mean, I'm not. I'm excited about it. I even though, like, I don't know. I don't really. Does anybody Chromecast anymore? Is that like a thing still? I don't know.
I do on rare occasion. I have a Chromecast plugged into my TV, but I also have an Apple TV that I use for everything.
I was about to say, internet, don't come after me, but I do have an Apple TV that I use for TV stuff, but I don't even watch that much TV.
Apple TV 4K is amazing.
That's good. I mean, I sit in front of a computer like, I don't know, 12 hours a day, so I just pull up stuff on my computer.
That's fair.
But
so that'll do it for today. Thank you for joining us. If you liked what you heard here, please consider subscribing to us on Google Play Music, iTunes, Pocket Casts, or anywhere where you can find podcasts. Like if you like, or podcasts. please head over to androidguys.com and click on the link for this podcast. Not only do we post the sources for all of our stories, but you can also find out more information on our sponsor, Blue Microphones. If you like the way that I sound, because I don't think Kian has a blue microphone yet, you should head over to the post for this podcast to get a 20% discount code. We absolutely love our blue microphones. We are not alone. Blue is an award-winning company and the driving force behind professional musicians, internet creators, and countless elite gaming teams and Twitch streamers. Their Blue Yeti USB mic is the internet's most popular microphone. For Kian, I'm Andrew. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.